This is the song Mind Flowers from the 1968 album Behold and See by the band Ultimate Spinach. It's full of echoey, distorted guitar. It drones on as though trying to make time stop. And the lyrics, like take a trip to the center of your mind, allude to some sort of inner discovery. I'm talking today about psychedelic music because even though it's mostly a phenomenon of the 1960s, our musical space is still experiencing flashbacks. Psychedelic music is mostly a product of hippie experimentation and purports to raise the listener's consciousness. It involves a lot of repetition and trippy, distorted sounds. The more fuzz pedals, the better. And there's often an instrument from India playing along to appropriate a flavor of Eastern wisdom. Thankfully, most of this stuff has gone the way of the Nehru jacket, but I wonder how much we still use music to put ourselves into different psychic states. Certainly the throbbing beat and harsh synthesizers of a lot of later electronic dance styles like acid house and psytrance try to capitalize on a dervish-like delirium. Ambient and new age music are likewise designed to hypnotize. It seems every genre follows this thread to a certain extent. New sounds are compelling. They invite the audience to listen. And repetition has the effect of dislocating the meaning of the sounds, allowing one to question the context of what they're hearing. When it works, the listener is put into a receptive state. New thoughts are allowed to flow, and new perspectives are discovered. Ideally, all music should do this, put you on an inner journey. If you don't mind me saying so, good music is mind-expanding. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we welcome you to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey there, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And a psychedelic list of music today, and you kind of split it up into some older stuff and some newer stuff.
Right. We were just listening to some brand new stuff from a band, Space Captain, from Brooklyn. This album, In Memory, came out in 2016. And this is a tune called Landing, which is some of the trippiest music I've heard in a long time. It's a really interesting album. They kind of combine, I don't know, 1960s psychedelia with kind of beat stuff, kind of like J. Dilla or Flying Lotus. Really effective in my mind.
Let's go ahead and back up just a little bit and continue our playlist with what you call the quintessential psychedelic song.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be kind of anticlimactic because we're starting at the very, the very top, the quintessential psychedelic song. This is Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles from 1966, the album Revolver. And this is the one where they really set the standard. They're using all kinds of crazy tape loops and backwards tapes and sounds that are really unidentifiable. And it's all over this, I don't know, it's one chord droning on and on and on, one drum beat all the way through. It shouldn't work, but it does, absolutely. Enjoy Tomorrow Never Knows.
Moving on there from the Beatles to some jazz fusion.
Yeah, from that opening salvo from the Beatles, Now Everybody Has to Jump. And this is a really interesting jazz fusion band, Soft Machine, named after a book by William Burroughs. So it's already pretty trippy right there. This is a tune called So Boot If At All. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. Maybe I'm not in the right mindset to understand why. Yeah. But yeah, it's jazz fusion, but it's very psychedelic. If you have a chance, listen to this on headphones, because the drums are panning left and right, and it should put you in a new state.
Going from some psychedelic jazz there to this is interesting, some psychedelic classical music?
Right. Maybe this is the most interesting to me because I'm a classical musician. But some of the early adopters of psychedelia really, really turned music around, got into the minimalist kind of thing. But Terry Riley is absolutely the beginning of this whole thread. This is an album called A Rainbow in Curved Air from 1969. Largely improvised and using really, really interesting sounds. And it was really controversial when it came out.
Can't escape this, a little bit of krautrock.
Right, yeah. The band Can, the ultimate krautrock band, this German improvised group that does a lot with minimalist kind of repetition, really interesting guitar sounds. This is a tune called Oh Yeah from Tago Mago, I think the album is called, from 1971. Hugely influential band. All kinds of punks listen to this stuff. Prog rockers from Europe listen to it. And, dance people from today are still listening to this band, Can.
I'll never ever know.
So we heard some stuff there from the late 60s and then from the early 70s. Let's move a little more recently and move along with the group Slow Dive. This is, you say, an example of shoegaze. Tell us what that is.
Right, yeah. This is the cool thing about psychedelia is how it's worked its way into more modern styles. There's a whole bunch of genres that have splintered off from this kind of thread. Shoegaze, I think, got the name from these British psychedelic rock bands from the 90s who would have their guitars plugged into all these pedals and effects, and I guess they're just standing on stage looking at their shoes because they have to get the right buttons at the right time. This is one of my favorite shoegaze bands from the 90s. This is a band called Slow Dive. The song is called Souvlaki Space Station.
Going from shoegaze there to a kind of music that I gotta admit I've never heard of, psytrance?
Yeah. There's all kinds of dance genres that are coming out of this psychedelic kind of thread. This is a band called Infected Mushroom. The song is called Psychedelic, weirdly enough. And I think the band is really aptly named because they are trying to get you into this kind of trancey sort of thing. That's where this word psytrance comes from. But it's also kind of unsettling, nefarious, maybe like a bad mushroom trip. I don't know. I've never been there myself. So it's a little more interesting than most of the EDM that's coming out nowadays. Infected Mushroom.
And then we'll close out with what looks to be a very prolific group.
Yeah. Maybe my favorite psychedelic act of today, and just the name of the band, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. They're from Australia and are putting out all these albums. They put out 5 albums in the last 12 months.
Goodness.
Yeah. This is from their latest album, Flying Microtonal Banana. Microtonal is a technical word. You have 12 pitches in each octave on a piano, but you can find pitches in between the notes. And they have these special guitars built that have extra frets in between the normal frets. and that's technically called microtones. So it's going to sound really out of tune to you. I hope it does anyway, and very unsettling and strange. But it's got that repetition aspect of it that's going to make it sound really trancy, and I hope it puts you in a new state. This is a tune called Sleep Drifter.
We'll go ahead and take it out there with these guys, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. Thanks, Mark, as always.
Thanks a lot, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.